You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative, and we are here for Loud and Local, the first one of these we've done in a while, with artist Itumu Elmari. And she is going to play songs from her new album that came out in August called Lagoon, plus I think a new song.
Yep, I will be, well, not really debuting, but just slowly sneaking in that new one again.
Okay, we can't wait to hear you.
Okay. So this first one is called Aware.
I was yours in every sense of the word because you owned me. I was not myself, and I began to slowly lose my mind. All the dependency, I didn't love myself. And whether or not you meant to, whether subconscious or fully aware, I was waiting hand and foot on every word. My only goal was to serve. I wanted to take care of you, pushing doubts away, ignoring the truth. Once again, the claim to be saving, but my time ain't waiting. It's my time I'm wasting. And you say that you loved me too. High then, so what is the truth? Just couldn't take it back at that point. Two heads of the same coin, please just pass the joint. I was mixed up, thinking I was doing well. So complicated was my mental state. And all the while I was missing you, relied on this unhealthiness. And whether or not you meant to, whether subconscious or fully aware, I began to think I couldn't live without you. You had become my world. I wanted to take care of you, pushing doubts away, ignoring the truth. Once again, the claim to be saving, but my time ain't waiting. It's my time I'm wasting. And you say that you loved me too, but you were high then, so what is the truth? Just couldn't take it back at that point. Two heads of the same coin, please just pass the joint. Go back directing the movie in my head, uncovered the sheets in my bed. Connecting, write out the mistakes, genuflecting, counting down the days, discovered the search for my way. Whoa. Doubts away, ignoring the truth. Once again, the claim to be saving, but my time ain't waiting. It's my time I'm wasting. And you say that you loved me too, but you were high then, so what is the truth? Just couldn't take it back at that point. Two heads of the same coin, please just pass the joint. I'm stuck in my head. Please just pass the joint. I'm stuck in my head. Please just pass the joint.
That was beautiful. We are in studio with Itumu Elmari, and she's going to keep playing some of her wonderful songs.
Thank you. Okay, this next one is called Poison. Water flowing
from out of my soul, filled with demons, drowning in cold. Haven't beat them, but haven't backed down. I accept that they'll be around. Water flowing from out of my mind, filled with monsters the likes you won't find. Haven't beat them, but haven't succumbed to their chanting and their wild drums. I won't let myself down. I've gone through too much without hitting the ground. I won't let myself drown. Too much has been thrown at me to not hit the ground. I've been so close, I've tasted it. Put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Had the demons poised. I've been so close, I've tasted it. Put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Would have not woke up for so long. Fire flowing from out of my soul, filled with bombs and knives and holes. Never expected to see them myself, but who would have known half of what's already come out? Fire flowing from out of my mind, filled with terrible creatures from different times. Never expected to see them myself, but little did I know I had worse inside that I hadn't let out. I won't let myself down. I've gone through too much without hitting the ground. I won't let myself drown. Too much has been thrown at me to not hit the ground. I've been so close, I've tasted it. Put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Had the demons poised. I've been so close, I've tasted it. Put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Would have not woke up for so long. I won't let myself down. I won't let myself down. I've tasted it, put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Had the demons poised. I've been so close, I've tasted it, put the poison on my tongue. I've been so close, almost wasted this. Would have not woke up for so long.
This is local artist Ichimu Elmari with her song Poison, and I think that's one of my favorite that I listened to like prior to this.
Thank you.
Very impressive. She's killing it on the ukulele and has some awesome pipes while I sound like a dying cat.
That's not true. It's very dry in here.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of cold and very dry. So I'm impressed my voice is actually doing anything. Yay, weather! This next one is called Tsunami.
Clouds cover everything visible. I'm invisible. Oh, how I wish I was visible to the world. The world. I sit in silence and thoughts I am trapped, alone, stuck in violence. I wonder and laugh at all of the thinking I've done in my my time. I'm so young, I'm so dumb, oh yet everything's fine. Cry my 2 eyes out so I grow a third to revise everything I've seen or I've heard. So maybe I can get a full picture of the world at my feet, though it's torture. Though it's torture. There's a storm in my heart, a hurricane bright. The sun hasn't shone in ages here. But every day changes, so minutes are lives. I've lost track of the counting, the hourglass overflows. Drags me under tow, spinning in currents, I'm trapped in the flow. Swim up to safety, the storm will not take me, I'm ready to go. I've seen this before. I always claimed I knew exactly what was in store. My life was a story all written in gold on gilded pages with bookmarks and tomes. Follow the letters with tracing hands and hope for the best as I go best I can. Yet I am weak and stray between the lines, misread several instances, blinding in time. To my knees and I beg to it all for someone to take the pain away. But I'm trapped in time, waiting for my brain to decide. Is fate happy or sad? No in between escape. Oh, I wish my dear boy, but it's not the simplest thing. So I cower and hide, wait for the end to arrive. Countdown time. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Loud and Local. We're here with artist Itumu Elmari. And before we continue, those lyrics drag, what you said, drag me undertow? Or So I have a not so secret obsession with the word undertow. I actually have a tattoo of it.
Really?
Look.
That's awesome.
So like those lyrics, like amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I talk a lot about like mental illness in a lot of my music, and that was kind of the first song that I really wrote about my personal experience with it. So I
and
think
that word like undertow is about like being dragged, you know, like being pulled in. I like it.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna get a little happier momentarily.
This is what we want.
Then I'm gonna bring it back with a sad song, but that's okay. This one is called Steely Blues.
Strong on my own, I came back home to boring but predictable. Walked in the dark with a guarded heart, heard something lyrical. Not many words were spoken, recently repaired, far from broken. No search for treasure, just a ship built to explore. Didn't come in with expectations, wanted to share my words, no preparations. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. The truth is there were hesitations, but you were insightful, kind, and oh so patient. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. I couldn't fight it, take the bait and bite it, had to swim up for air. Back down I dove, past inlets and coves, washed the past from my hair. Still hot fresh from the oven, a brand new kind of loving. New buds are blooming, lighting up the room. Didn't come in with expectations, wanted to share my words, no preparations. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. Truth is there were hesitations, but you were insightful, kind, and oh so patient. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. Ice cold glass, something hard, but this is easy. Let down my guard, never felt so safe and sound. Suddenly better now you're around. Ice cold glass is something hard, but this is easy. Let down my guard, never felt so safe and sound. Suddenly better when you're around. Didn't come in with expectations, wanted to share my words, no preparations. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. Truth is there were hesitations, but you were insightful, kind, and oh so patient. Wasn't looking for this, didn't plan for you, but I couldn't say no to those steely blues. Just couldn't say no to those steely blues. How do you say no to those steely blues?
Itumu Elmari is killing it. We got some real talent here on WPGU. That song made me want to go on the beach because it's so cold here. So one last song, and yes, this is a new song.
This one is a new one. I premiered it a couple weeks ago at Canopy's open mic night, and I've been like half working on it ever since. And this is the one that I'm actually going to release as a single relatively soon, hopefully. But I have a lot of people who are supposed to be on the track with me, so it's not just going to be me and ukulele. I have a cellist who's coming in. I have a violin player who's already, like, come in and played with me. I, like, went to the studio and I played it, and he was like, oh, here, what do you think of this? And I, like, started crying. I could not handle it.
Violin, like, will bring some tears to your eyes.
Oh, yes. And then we have a piano player, too, and it's going to be crazy.
Oh, you're going to make people cry.
Oh, yes. I am going to make people cry, but that's okay. Sometimes people need to cry. It's a good thing. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yes. Chords.
Got my last words, never had my empty room. And sometimes you aren't honest when you've got spectators watching you. Where was my last time? Where was my grand finale? 'Cause when things really began to break down, I wasn't privy to any information more than what was necessary. And when all that water came crashing in, where was my levee? Stone face, hard heart, that's what they called me. but I didn't get what I needed, and it's still coming to light. 'Cause just now, they're here now, those emotions are shoved off to the side. Too late, but still hot and white and burning my eyes. And to think they thought that I felt nothing. I'm good at hiding feelings when others are around. When the rest were on their knees and walls were falling, I was holding up the ceiling in spite of your renown. Thought I'd say this, but in a way I truly miss you. And as tears fall from my eyes, the skies grow darker just like they do. It was the middle of the night, no leaving in the morning, but mere hours later I was back to making money to support my bad habits that you tried to stop. But no one other than myself could take that mask off. Stubborn, but lack of faith, full of hate, that's what they said. Put the words in their mouths, didn't vanish even as the truth came out. 'Cause just now, they're here now, those emotions are shoved off to the side. Too late, but still hot and white and burning my eyes. And to think they thought that I felt nothing. I'm good at hiding feelings when others are around. When the rest were on their knees and walls were falling, I was holding up the ceiling in spite of your renown. To you on that last day, and I intend to keep it, even though we threw away all those times fighting when we could have just been talking. Maybe that's why I study how to communicate. I'm good at hiding feelings when others are around. When the rest were on their knees and walls were falling, I was holding up the ceiling in spite of your renown. When the rest were on their knees and walls were falling, I was holding up the ceiling in spite of your renown.
Itumu El Mari just killed it, R.I.P. Oh. Okay, so I'm just going to ask a few questions.
Of course.
After commercial break. Welcome back to Loud and Local, and I'm going to ask a few questions to local artist Ichimu Elmari. So what you said, mental illness like inspired your album. Is there anything else like you were trying to give your audience listening to your music?
I think I also talked a lot about relationships in there. I think the root of it was definitely mental illness, but also how people in relationships can either make that a thing that's totally okay and that it's not a negative thing, or they can totally take advantage of that and use it and kind of convince you that they're helping and they're actually doing nothing but causing more problems.
Yeah. some ups and some downs.
Oh yes.
So this is kind of like, I always, when people ask me this question, like with dance, like I'm like, this is such an existential question, but why did you start playing music?
Oh wow.
I know it's a hard question.
It is. I grew up basically in my grandparents' house. I didn't go to daycare. That's where I went. And they had a piano in their house, and I would fiddle around with the piano and play random notes. And it's funny because once I started making music, my grandma's like, oh, yeah, you've been making music since you were, like, a baby. I'm like, oh, I did not know that. And I would, like, make little songs and stuff. And I think I was probably around 10. Between ages of, like, 10 to 12, that's when my bipolar disorder started kicking in. And I think writing was sort of an escape for me. And I was able to kind of tell my own story, tell other people's stories, tell stories of things that were just happening around me. And I sort of gravitated towards that. And I would put them to song, but I wouldn't really, I could play instruments, but not like the piano very well or the guitar. Because I was like a band kid and I played clarinet. But I think I was 16 when I started playing ukulele, and that sort of gave me the outlet of like actually making them real songs. And so I guess I just started as my own kind of escape, sort
right,
of.
Right, right. So actually, are you self-taught on the ukulele?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So how do you even start doing something like that? Like, did you go on YouTube and like look up a video of like how to play the ukulele, or did you just like mess around?
My best friend freshman year of high school had a ukulele that I didn't know how to play at all, and she would play and like we would sing together and stuff, and she was always like playing guitar, playing ukulele, and I was just like singing. But then my parents and I took a trip to Colorado the summer after my freshman year of high school, and we just like bought ukuleles at a music shop on our way up there because we found them for $30. And so they bought them for one for me and one for my sister. And when you're on the top of a mountain in Colorado, you don't really have anything to do. So I taught myself ukulele that week. And ever
that
since
week.
Then, yeah,
that week.
Ever since then, I just kept practicing and learning new weird chords. And this one's a tenor that I played on tonight, but, I am switching more towards baritone ukulele, and I was very hesitant at first to learn it because I was terrified that it would be totally different and more like guitar, so my little carpal tunnel fingers wouldn't work, but it's actually pretty simple, and so I'm like transitioning to that now too, and I'm learning all sorts of weird chords, and I don't know, it's a good instrument for me, I think.
But you play other instruments, like mm-hmm. You sound like a triple threat in the music world. You said clarinet, guitar, right?
Did
you
say guitar? I played piano as a child. I took lessons for like a year. I can play chords on piano, but like do not ask me to play piano. I played
chopsticks.
Exactly. I played clarinet fifth grade through senior year of high school. I played upright bass junior and senior year of high school. I taught myself upright bass just so I could be in orchestra. And then I taught myself tenor saxophone and alto saxophone. I played oboe for a very short amount of time, but that was not a fun instrument. I can sort of play guitar, but not really. Trying to think if there's any others. I was the best recorder player in my fourth grade class. That is for sure.
It's casual. It's like I'm bowing down to you, like, no, too much. So obviously, you had a formal music education.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, here's a fun question. Like, who are your favorite musicians or who, like, inspires you?
I don't feel like I have a main, like, channel of inspiration. I've always listened to a lot of, like, Amy Winehouse. I listen to a lot of, like, alternative bands. I just kind of, like, find weird stuff on SoundCloud and favorite it and stuff, and then it goes on my shuffle. I grew up listening to, like, all 80s alternative. So a lot of that, a lot of like The Smiths and New Order and Depeche Mode and all that kind of stuff is what I grew up on. And I guess, yeah, sort of a mix of everything. So I don't really have like a specific inspiration, I guess.
Right. You're just like, you're doing you.
Yeah, kind of.
So I just have like one more question, but when you're playing, like, Are you just, like, in your own world, like, comfortable, or, like, are you scared to perform in front of, like, strangers, or would you rather be in front of familiar faces? Like,
I used to be a mess on stage. it was funny. I used to not be able to, like, talk in between songs or anything. When I was in a band in high school in town, my bassist, who's, like, one of my best friends, he told me one day after a show, he's like, "You're not allowed to speak on stage unless you're singing. You just are not allowed to." And I'm like, okay. He's like, "You should not try to tell any jokes. You should not try and introduce anything. Just don't." I'm like, oh, okay. So I think it was just a lot of practice for me. Just getting used to being on stage and kind of being vulnerable and exposed. Took a lot of getting used to. But honestly, I feel like I'm more comfortable in front of people I don't know. That's the weird thing, because the people you don't know don't already have like an idea of what you are going to sound like or what you have sound like in the past. It's more just like, oh, here's this person on stage and they're performing now. Oh, okay. I'm going to respond to them in however I feel like responding. So I, one of my favorite shows I ever did actually was in a bar in Winona, Minnesota, which is where I went to school for like a year and a half. And nobody knew me other than like two people. But, like, everybody was, like, getting really into it. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like, you have no idea who I am, but you're dancing. Like, it was a cool experience, that's for sure.
I can agree with that. I feel like with, like, strangers, like, they don't know you. So, like, you don't really care what they think. But, like, if it's, like, your mom or your dad, like, you're going to be like, did they like it? Like,
exactly.
Am I good enough? But, and that's, I mean,
that's the nice thing with playing originals too, especially in front of strangers, because they don't know when you forget a word. They don't know when you play the wrong chord. They're just like, huh, okay. Like, they just had an empty space there, or that chord sounded kind of funny, but I guess that was on purpose. And that's like definitely a nice thing. Definitely with playing originals.
But you whipped that out and it was beautiful. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. And
you were awesome. And check out Itumu Elmari's album Lagoon on Spotify that came out in August. And tune in next Sunday for Loud and Local 7 to 8. And you're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.